How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm here, so that's a good thing.
And how has this tour been going so far?
It's great. For us, we don't do the normal tour. Like a lot of guys go out for, 6 months, pretty hardcore, and then they'll take some time off. I feel like we've been touring for about 20 years, and we really balance the schedule out. We all have families, and as much as we love music, it's not at the top of the list of our favorite things to do. It's like there's, obviously I'd rather be home with my wife and my kiddos, but God's blessed me with this great opportunity to make music and get up on that stage and have some fun and try to be a, just try to spread a little joy out there amongst the crowd. So we go 3 or 4 days on, and then we go home for 3 or 4 days. It's that kind of tour, but things are just going great. I mean, it's always been great, but the last 5 years have really, things have really stepped up a notch.
Yeah, no, I think it's so exciting to be able to perform to a new group of people every single night on stage and kind of have that excitement and that rush from that
Oh,
crowd.
it is. Oh, it is. And every night is a new opportunity for me to share my brand of music with a new crowd. And so, that keeps me on my toes. That keeps me on my toes. I think, hey, there's a lot of people out there tonight who have never heard me. This is an opportunity for me to make an impact.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind, I would just like to spend a little bit of time having the audience get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
You come from Texas, where I'm from. I'm from El Paso, Texas, so very, very
Yeah.
west. And what got you interested in country music, and who were some of your biggest inspirations growing up?
Well, growing up, my dad had an incredible record collection, like a vinyl collection. So there was always music playing, from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to Chicago to, Frank Sinatra. But it was Willie and Waylon and Merle Haggard and those guys that really, I guess, struck a chord with me. I've always really loved the songwriting side of country music. And as I got older, I started getting into guys like Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, and it's just music was something that I got to share with, my family, my mom and my dad, singing at church. And it's just always been a part of my life. So, in college, I started to, play at little coffee shops here and there. And, I started to grow my fan base. And over the years, we've been able to franchise into new markets. And we've been able to do all this by staying independent, which has been really cool because, I own all my records. Music is not an industry for me. It's not an industry. It's the family business. So, our album, Real Good Time, charted top 10 for us 6 years ago. And then, The Underdog charted number one. It was the first independent album in the history of country music to chart number one nationwide, which that was a big deal for us. And, our latest single, Out of Style, was a hit on mainstream country radio. And our newest one, Run Wild Horses, is working its way up the chart.
Yeah. And like you said, you've been doing this for 20 years. What has been some of your proudest moments in the last 20 years?
There's big things and there's little things. There's those, the big things. Well, I don't know. I guess what's big and what's little is relative, but getting to sing a song with Willie Nelson, getting to play the Houston Rodeo, playing the Ryman, playing the Grand Ole Opry, having number one records. Those are all great, and I'm forever thankful for those things. But, you know, being able to take care of my wife and my kids, my three kids, that's really all I've ever wanted to do, is just be able to work hard and take care of them. And, you know, when I have shows and I have someone after a show come up to me and they tell me that my music made a huge impact on their life, you know, helped them get through maybe a tough time, I think that's one of the greatest compliments that anyone can pay a songwriter.
Yeah. And coming back to your latest album, Vaquero, which in Spanish means cowboy, and I was reading in your website that you consider yourself a modern day vaquero just because of your work ethic, not in the field, but in songwriting. Can you explain more about that?
Well, what I love about the vaquero is that it's the original cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cowboy today was influenced by the vaquero, which I love the way you say it more, by the way. But it's just about staying true to who you are. There's tradition. There's work ethic. It's getting out there and embracing the grind, you know, doing your job day in and day out. And that's really what we've been doing. You know, people are like, you know, how are you having all this success without a record label? And I'm like, well, I guess 20 years later, you know, the things are just kind of starting to catch on. And I think I'm becoming a better songwriter, a better singer. And, you know, just get out there and work hard and you know, be the best that you can be. And it's the same thing I teach my kids. I don't expect them to be the best. I would love them to be the best, but sometimes that's not reasonable. You know what I'm saying? God gave us all different gifts. I expect my kids to be the best that they can be in everything that they do, to be the very best that they can be, to be the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's what I try to hold myself to the same standard. You know, and I fall short of those goals a lot. I just, you know, gotta, you know, I get knocked down. I just, you back up, try again, you know?
Yeah, no.
Stay positive.
Absolutely. And with your album, I noticed that there was a mix of sounds to it. You know, you have your country dance songs, your slow songs, and the theme of love and romance. But there's also Tex-Mex, which fits with the theme of the title of the album. Was that stepping out of your comfort zone, or did it just come naturally over time?
You know, I've always loved Tejano music. I've always loved the, you know, the sound of a mariachi band, the sound of a flamenco gut string guitar. I've always loved that stuff. And I think, you know, this being, you know, you being from El Paso, that, you know, those sounds are just part of our culture.
Yeah.
And it's just something I've always grown up loving, you know. And so we've played festivals with some great Tejano bands. And although my Spanish may be very rough, I enjoy the music. And I enjoy the atmosphere. I love the waltzes, those kind of polkas, those shuffles.
Yeah.
It's just great music. So I just think it's really important to, as I'm out there telling people about Texas music, that it's important, equally important that I tell them, hey, you know, there's Texas music is also Tejano music. I mean, it's music from our state. So I think it was just kind of paying tribute to all the great artists here in Texas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Texas will always have a variety of music, of country music, so not just one specific genre of country music. So, and you are, like I said before, you're performing in Idaho Falls on June 30th at the Colonial Theater. So what can people expect from your show?
Well, we're going to have fun. I'm a little biased, but I think I got the best band in the whole wide world. I've often said that this band is so good that they would really go places if they had a, but they don't have a good singer. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but I own the bus, you know, so it's like they're stuck with me. But no, they're just a great group of guys, high energy level. They get up there on that stage every night and they give their best. So we're going to play for a couple hours and come hang out with the crowd afterwards. And it's a family friendly show. It's Mama approved. So, you know, people can feel comfortable bringing anybody they want. We're going to have a ton of fun. And we just love what we're doing and we have fun on stage. And I think that kind of is infectious.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time out to call.
Absolutely. Come by and come see me. We'll visit.
Awesome. Thank you so much.